So this is a song, the Govardhan Artik's song, which was from our magazine, and there's a few pictures also from it. This is the first slide. This is a painting that was done by Satchidananda Prabhu, a Russian artist. Go to the next one. This is one of the caves on Govardhan Hill. It's a picture from our magazine. We have photos. We got pictures of eight different caves, and they're all on top of the hill, so you can't see them. The next picture, this is Kusum Sarovar from up above. The next one, and this is Radhakund. The next. And this is the top of Govardhan Hill, just over near Airavata's footprint. We can go to the beginning. It's a very wonderful purport to this song, but I wrote something about it. It was three pages. It would take us a few days to just explain this song. So you'll have to see the magazine if you want to hear something more about it. Shiguru Nithai Go Premanandi Hadi Hadi Bo. Radhika Madhava Shata Shata Gunja Kunja Kandare Kandare Shata Shata Gunja Kunja Kandare, kandare, lalit nikunja lila Krishna manohare, lalit nikunja lila Krishna manohare, jaya Shri Govinda Kunshi Manasi Ganga Dana Nivartana Kunkusuma Saroba Nivartana Kunkusuma Saroba Danagati Indra Tila Hare Deva Stane Shamakunda Radha Kunda Tava Avarane Danagati Indra Tila Hare Deva Stane Shamakunda Radha Kunda Tava Avarane Aha Prabhu Kabe Habba Govardhana Vas Tava Nama Shrai Kori Edina Das Govardhana Vas Tava Nama Shrai Kori Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Jai Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jai Giri Govardhan Jai Jai Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jai Radhe Shyam, Jai 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 Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada ki Shri Premdata Nityananda Prabhu ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke Shri Radhakun Shamakun Giri Govardhana ki Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ju ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Samaveda Bhakta Bindaki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Shiva Prabhupada. Gora Graganya Gana Go to Guloru Haram Gauranga Guru Tama Gopyada Kopa Briksham Gopala Gada Rati Dam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami Namo Brindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Molane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Govardhanaya cha Vanchakalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya eva cha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So last year we spoke something on the first three verses of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam by Raghunath Das Goswami. Our time is very short, and there's a lot of things I want to say. Today's subject, today's things I'd like to cover, were probably enough for 3 days, three sessions by itself, so I'm feeling a little pressured. So I'm not planning on doing a review of the first three classes. If you want to hear those classes, they're on the VIHE website. The only thing I wanted to review was what we spoke last night, which was something of the mood that these prayers were written in, and we'll speak something more about that also today, when we spoke about how Raghunath Das Goswami was unquestionably, deeply scarred in a wonderful divine way by being present during the kirtan, the Vipralamba kirtan, the kirtan and separation that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was conducting and the Gambira in Jagannath Puri Dham. So I'd like to just go right to these verses and try to cover text 4 today, text 5 tomorrow, and text 6 on the next day. So we could put 4 on the board. You can recite this with me. Maybe I'll recite it one time by myself so you get the tune, and then we can recite together. Rasaniti Navayuno Sakshinim Dana Kele Juti Parimala Vidham Shama Vedhim Prakasha Rasika Vadakulanam Modamasvalayan Me Nijanikata Nibasam Dehi Gobudanatvam. So we can all recite together. Rasaniti Navayuno Sakshinim Dana Kele Juti Parimala Vidham Shama Vedhim Prakasha Rasika Vadakulanam Modam Asphalayan Me Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Gobudanatvam Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Gobudanatvam. So last year we spoke something on the first three verses and how those three verses were some introduction. And we spoke something about how these prayers indicate Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan, how we can see Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan in them. And we spoke about how the Sambandha means our relationship and how in the last verse, Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave me to you, Giriraj. Even though I am a kapati satopi twat priyanar pitosmi, even though I'm a kapati, I'm a cheater, I'm a very fallen rascal, please don't consider that and just give me shelter at your lotus feet. And so last year mostly we were focusing on that and how whenever we perform some prayer, we should understand what is our position. And several times last year I read from a wonderful lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave in Montreal in 1968. And this is the one thing I'd like to review a little bit. I'd like to repeat this again. Prabhupada said there, we do not need any high qualifications to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no high qualification needed. What is needed then? Prabhupada says, whatever our social or intellectual position may be, we can offer prayers. We don't have to be very learned or very scholarly, nor do we have to present our prayers in nicely selected words that are poetical, rhetorical, or metaphorical. None of this is required, although if it is there, it is very nice. We simply have to express our feelings. But in order to be able to do this, so many times we're instructed that we should chant with feeling. We should pray with feeling. Well, how can I do that? So Prabhupada gives such a very nice, simple answer. In order to be able to do this, we have to be aware of our position. In the language of Gorgavinda Maharaj, he used to tell us, your only qualification is your disqualification. And we don't deny that, rather we embrace that. Mm-hmm. In the Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes a very nice verse spoken by Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I can chant Hare Krishna, I can sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Double time on that when they chant Hare Krishna. Amita adama tumi adama tarana Ubaye sambanda e patita pavana bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. Haridas Thakur, he didn't try to deny his position. It's a very significant point. Although Haridas Thakur, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma. And it was Lord Brahma who installed the deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra in the temple in Puri. And now the same Lord Brahma has come, taking birth as a Yavana Malechas Haridas Thakur. He could have complained, hey, get out of my way. Let me inside. Don't you know who I am? I installed the deities here. And moreover, I'm the Namacharya. Should get out of my way. He didn't do that. As the Namacharya, he taught us Amita Adama. This is who I am. Never mind all this fancy stuff, going to Radhakun and I'll get some Siddha Pranali. This is who I am. I'm fallen. Amita Adama. And I know who you are. Tumi Adama Tarana. You're the deliverer of the fallen. Ubaye Sambandha. This is my connection with you. I'm fallen and you're the deliverer of the fallen. Ubaye Sambandha E Patita Pavan. So if we remember who we are, if we remember where we came from, then everything is okay. But if we forget that and we start living in some so-called cheerful illusion that now I'm a very advanced devotee, I'm very important, I'm senior. I told them yesterday I'm not senior, but I'm senile, so I could sit with the older devotees. If we remember our position, then we can be safe and we can live in reality, even if reality is not always so cheerful and so charming. So text 4, Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that Rasa Nidhi Navayuno Sakshinim Dana Kelir. He says that this is one of the qualities of Giriraj, that is the Sakshi. We spoke about this yesterday. He's the witness. And the witness of what? Sakshinim Dana Kelir. He's the witness of the Dana Keli Lila. Juti Parimala Vidham Shama Vedim Prakasha. And he says that he sees that pastime which is taking place at the Shama Vedi, which is just across the street pretty much from our ISKCON Govardhan Palace. And Rasika Vadakulanam Modam Asphalayanme. He says those devotees who are Rasika Vada, Vadakulanam, Vada means the best, who are the best of Rasiks. Giriraj, he nourishes those devotees. He gives them great joy. Modam asvalayanme. And therefore, nija nikatanubasam dehi govardhanatvam. I'm praying to you for these reasons to please give me shelter. Please give me a place near you. Last year, we spoke something about the caves of Govardhan, which is spoken about in text 3 of these prayers. And we mentioned how there's a place just, if you go to Airavata's footprint, just on the other side of the hill, there's a cave there. And that cave has some bricks built up around it because there was one sadhu from Mumbai who came and he decided he wanted to stay on the mountain, on the hill. And the local people told him, no, you don't do that. Rather, nija nikata nibasam, you stay near Giriraj. And he said, no, I want to stay on the hill. I have this nice cave. And there's snakes inside that cave. They told him it's very dangerous. He said, the snakes won't bother me, it's okay. Later they found his body. He had been bit twice in the head by the poisonous snakes in that cave. We have some pictures of, not of the snakes or the sadhu, but we have some pictures of that cave coming in our magazine also, which I hope will be here in a few days. So to understand this particular verse, we should understand something about the identity of Giriraj Govardhan. And this is a little bit of a controversial subject. I'm putting forward my understanding of this based on Shastra. And I'm not going to insist that you also accept the same thing because Krishna and Giriraj are different to different people. If you were a newspaper reporter and you went to Mathura to cover the big happening that just took place the day before when Kamsa was killed and Chanur and Mushtika and all the wrestlers were killed by these two young boys from Vrindavan, and you interviewed different people for the newspaper who happened to be there, what would they tell you if you spoke to the yogis? Who were those two boys? The yogis, they might tell you, oh, it was the super soul. if you speak to Nanda Maharaj, who was present there, you'd say, no, that's my little boy. If you speak to the cowherd boys who were there in Russian, they would say, it's my drug, my friend. And if you speak to the young ladies who were there, they say, no, he's Cupid personified. So which one is right and which one is wrong? They're all correct, because that's Krishna's nature. And it's also our nature in a very tiny way as individuals. We have so many different relationships. Which one's right? Your mother may call you boo-boo. And the teacher at school calls you the student, or maybe the rascal. And your friend calls you bye. And you have so many different nicknames of different people, which indicate different relationships. It's not that one name is right and another name is wrong. They're all correct. Because this is not tattva, this is rasa. So in the case of Giriraj Govardhan, there are so many different conceptions of him. Many of the Brijbasis, probably majority of the Brijbasis, around Govardhan especially, they consider Giriraj as Baba. Means a big father. And they go to him when they have problems, and they pray to him. Other Vaishnavas consider Giriraj to be Krishna. Some other Vaishnavas consider Giriraj to be a devotee, Haridasa Varya. So how do we reconcile all those different understandings? In Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami says there may be different conceptions, but we should learn how to reconcile those conceptions in a way that fully satisfies all the different conceptions. I think on the last day, if we have some time, we may go a little further and speak also about conceptions of worship. And some devotees, they worship Giriraj, some Shilas as Balaram, or some Shilas as Radharani, and some people say that's bogus, and other people say, no, it's good. We wrote some articles about that also in the magazine based on our Goswami literatures and also based on tradition here. We won't try to go there today. So there are many statements throughout Shastra that Giriraj is directly Krishna. Jiva Goswami in Priti Sundarbha, he quotes in the Mathura Mahatmya section of Skanda Purana, which states that Govardhanascha Bhagavan yatra Govardhano Dhrita Rakshita Yadava Sarve Indravishti Nivaranat. That Giri Govardhan is Bhagavan. Govardhanascha Bhagavan. Govardhan Hill is Bhagavan, God Himself. And in this place, here, Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Hill rescued all the cowherd people from Indra's anger. Similarly, the Garga Sanhita describes that Girirajo Hare Rupam Sriman Govardhano Girihi. That Giriraj is directly Krishna. Narayan Bhatta Goswami, if you don't know who Narayan Bhatta Goswami is, he was a young person when he came to Braj and he met the Goswamis. He took initiation from Krishna Das, who was a disciple of Sanatan Goswami, and he met some of the Goswamis, and they instructed him that he should further reveal many different holy places, and it was him who found and revealed Manasi Ganga and Haridev and Barsana, many different places he revealed in his writing. So he wrote a book called Narayan Bhatta Charitamrita, and he states in there, Esha Govardhana Sakshat, Krishna Eva Nasangse. There's no doubt that Giriraj is directly Krishna. So that's a very clear, obvious thing. At the same time, many residents of Braj, they address Giriraj as Baba, which is kind of an affectionate form of address for a senior person. It means like a father or guru figure. Many times I've heard devotees comment about the festival of Guru Purnima, which is a disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami. And they've commented that just see how the Brijbasis, they all to this day, they love Sanatan Goswami, because on Guru Purnima, they all come and they do, all the Brijbasis is traditional from all over Braj, they come to Govardhan, and they circumambulate Govardhan Hill, which is what Sanatan Goswami was doing every day. And sometimes devotees, we like to say that they're doing this out of affection for Sanatan Goswami. But I've spoke to a lot of the Brijbasis, and I haven't practically met any of them who know who Sanatan Goswami is. And if you speak to the ones who are coming for Guru Purnima, why are you circumambulating Govardhan Hill, they don't say anything about Sanatana Goswami. They say, we come because Giriraj is Baba. This is Guru Purnima. And Guru Purnima, that's the day that you worship Guru. So Giriraj, he's Baba. And this is, we can see this in a number of different places in our Goswami literatures. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he, in his commentary, Sartha Darshani commentary, on the 24th chapter, the 24th verse of the 10th canto, he explains Krishna's words to Nanda Maharaj when Krishna was speaking to him about how we should worship Govardhan Hill. Kinchaga varayeti iti Govardhan iti vyutpate yattarayayenaiva anubhuyan manatvad gavam brittir govardhanadinaivati govardhanascha puja ityaha niti dvabhyam puraha patanani janapada deshaha kintu godana charakaratvat vonokasaha. He says that, my dear father, if we consider the term Govardhan, what does Govardhan mean? It means someone who nourishes the cows, then we can actually experience that meaning here. Because we're dependent on Giriraj, and therefore Giriraj alone should be worshipped, because Giriraj is Baba. Giriraj supplies everything for the Brij Basis. Sanatana, this is also described by Rupa Goswami in Stavamala. Giritata Govardhana Pratanayam Vapustulanali Lagistam Videyam Bhavantam Yatta Darayan Esha Haste Nadate Shamam Mangalatmam Namaste. He addresses Giriraj as Baba. He says, oh Baba Giriraj, I pray to you that you become as light as a bunch of water spinach so that Krishna won't become tired as he holds you in your hand. Oh auspicious one, I bow down and offer my obeisances to you. So the word in this verse, tata, tata means father also. And so the Brij Basis, they consider Giriraj to be Baba. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said a number of different things about Giriraj. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila chapter 6, 294, there's a verse which is often cited with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's commentary to give us the identity of Giriraj Govardhan. Prabhu kahe e shila krishna vigraha inhara seva koro tumi koriya agraha bolo hare krishna Prabhu kahe, Mahaprabhu said, e shila krishna vigraha. This Shila, which he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, which is found today at the Radha Damodar temple, and some say there's another Shila, which is actually the real one, which is across the street from the Vrindavan Research Institute. Anyway, that's another thing. But he says, e Shila Krishna Vigraha. This Shila is directly the form of Krishna. Inhara seva koro tumi koriya agraha. And with great eagerness, you should worship this Shila. Shila Prabhupada, he comments in his purport, he says, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya that in the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Govardhan Shila, the stone from Govardhan Hill, was directly the form of Krishna, the son of Manaraj Nanda. The Lord used the stone for 3 years, and then in the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami, the Lord awakened devotional service to the stone. So from this purport, it seems clear that Mahaprabhu saw Giriraj as Krishna. But if we consider the matter carefully, we might become a little confused because there are other statements from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which would seem to indicate a different conception on his part, at least at different times. There's a book called the Chaitanya Charit, written by Murari Gupta, and he describes Mahaprabhu's words when he came here to Braj. Danyoyam
Danyoyam Giri Raja Eva Jagati Shri Krishna Ramo Muda Yatra Kridata Eva Santatam Aho Gopala Balai Saha Evam Jalpati Prema Purna Rasada Shri Gora Chandra Swayam Shri Gobardana Eva Sagraham Apita Pujayan Hritati.
Throughout this universe, Giriraj Govardhan is the most glorious of all the devotees. He addresses him as Haridasa Varyo, as the greatest devotee. Here, both Krishna and Balaram always play in great bliss, along with all the cowherd boys. Exclaiming this with heartfelt eagerness, Sri Gaurachandra, the bestower of the complete spectrum of love for Krishna, danced while worshipping Govardhan Hill. Similarly, there's another statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Anchalila chapter 14, which we wrote a whole other article about. Anchalila chapter 14 describes Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And there it's said that on one occasion Mahaprabhu was coming, every day he would go to take bath in the ocean. And to this day, that neighborhood, that area is called Gora Batsahi, or the neighborhood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because every day he was going to take bath there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he advised the devotees that when you come to Jagannath Puri, you should go and take bath very early in the ocean. He said, because every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still there today, and he's going there to take his bath, and you might see him. Highly recommended. So on one such morning after Mahaprabhu took his bath, every day after taking bath, and he would walk to the Jagannath Mandir. On one such morning after taking his bath, he was walking to the Jagannath Mandir, and he came to an area of sand dunes. And suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad, and he started running. And he started calling out a verse from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Hantaya madhara bala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charana spadasa pramoda manam tanoti saha gogena yustayo yat paniya suya vasa kandara kandamulai. Raghunath Das Goswami comments on this verse. I think it's in the 8th verse, if I'm correct, of this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. He says, Radhika Vakta Chandrat, that this verse came from the lotus mouth of Srimati Radharani. It's from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And it speaks about Giriraj Govardhan as Haridas Savarya, the best of devotees. And Mahaprabhu was seeing Giriraj like that. So how do we reconcile these different conceptions? Moreover, if we look at the prayers written by the six Goswamis of Braj, such as this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, if from the very first verse, this what is the very first two words in the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, Raghunath Das Goswami, he addresses Giriraj and he says, Nija Pati Bhuja Dandach. Nija means your, Pati means your Lord. Who is your Lord? Giriraj, who is your Lord? Krishna is your Lord. So immediately from the very first two words in these prayers, Raghunath Das Goswami is speaking about Giriraj as a devotee. And we found it very interesting studying all the different prayers that our Goswamis have written about Giriraj Govardhan. Nowhere do they address Giriraj as Krishna. Oftentimes they offer prayers to Krishna as the lifter of Govardhan Hill. But nowhere when they offer prayers directly to Giriraj do they speak of him as Krishna. Rather, again and again, they refer to him as a devotee. And there's many, many different examples we could give of that. I don't want to go in that direction right now. So how can we reconcile that? One important way to understand a person's nature is to learn about their origins. So what is the origin of Govardhan Hill? There are a number of different stories. You may know that as some people say that Hanuman, it seems that that story came from Narayan Bhatta Goswami's Brajvilas book, that Hanuman is said to have carried Govardhan Hill when they were building the bridge to Lanka. And when he came over Braj, then he got an aerial message that it's not needed, the bridge is already built. So he put down Govardhan here in this place. And Giriraj became a little unhappy about that. And Lord Ramachandra came and gave him a blessing and said, don't worry. In Dwarpar Yuga, I'll walk all over you. I'll put my feet on you because Giriraj is unhappy. If I'm there as part of the bridge, then Lord Ramachandra will put his feet on me. So this is one story. Another story is about Palashya Muni, which is from Garga Sanhita. That Palashya Muni, he went to the Himalayas and he begged Drona, who is the king of the Himalayas, for his son. And Drona started crying, but he couldn't refuse. So he said, you can take my son, Giriraj. And Giriraj says, you can take me, but on one condition, wherever you put me down, I'm going to stay there. I'm not going to move. So Palashya Muni, with his great strength, he lifted Govardhan Hill and he began carrying him over here. And when he came over Braj, Giriraj saw, this is Braj, oh, I want to stay here. So through his mystic powers, he induced that rishi to have a call of nature. So he, not thinking about it, he put Giriraj down and he went to do his business. And when he came back, to his surprise, Giriraj wouldn't move. And Palashya Muni became very angry. And according to Garga Sanhita, at that time he cursed Giriraj to start shrinking. That shrinking topic, someone was asking me about it yesterday, is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami and Lalita Madhav, that Giriraj is now shrinking out of separation from Krishna. So these two stories are there, but these are not actually discussing the origin of Giriraj. Now many of you probably know there's another story which is found in Garga Sanhita. Now before we cite this story, I'd like to say just a few words about Garga Sanhita for the benefit of our movement, because many times devotees, they quote this book, they say it's directly spoken by Garga Muni and it's a Vedic literature. Maybe it was. But my suggestion to you is if you're speaking to some professor of Indology or some Sanskrit professor, for the sake of the reputation of our movement, please don't try to claim that. Because the book is very controversial. It's not mentioned in any Vedic literatures at all, which is unusual. Usually different literatures will mention other literatures. It's not mentioned in any Puranas or anything. Sometimes devotees say, but the book is bona fide because Sanatana Goswami cites it in his purport in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. This is a misconception, which I'd like to politely correct. Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, when he translated Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in one of his purports, he says there are many bona fide Vedic literatures, and maybe even says Sanatana Goswami's name, I don't know. And he cites Garga Sanhita as one of them. Well, we looked in the Sanskrit commentary to that verse, and Garga Sanhita is not mentioned. However, we have some appreciation for Garga Sanhita for several reasons. One of which is because Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes it, I think something like 40 times, in Navarit Dham Mahatmya. And secondly, in our research, we found that pretty much universally, completely universally, we didn't find anyone who disagreed, amongst all the Gaudiya Vaishnav acharyas today, in different lines, and Babaji lines, and Gaudiya Mutt lines, and whatever, everyone appreciates the book. And practically all of them quote it, and they cite it, they appreciate the book. And moreover, the literature itself, Jiva Goswami says that if there's some confusion about the authenticity of a book, there's different ways to examine it. One of them is to, what is the Siddhanta of the book? Does it seem correct? And certainly, Garga Sanhita, the Siddhanta is very, very good. So there's another story in Garga Sanhita, with that little preface to the story, which speaks about the origin of Giriraj. And it said there that on one occasion, at Vamsivat, Krishna had performed Raslila with Radharani and the gopis. And Srimati Radharani, Krishna offered Radharani, was very, very pleased with Radharani. And he offered her that you should take some benediction from me because Krishna says, Yeyatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. This is Krishna's nature. He always reciprocates. He becomes very disturbed if he can't reciprocate with his devotees. So this is the greatest offering, as we'll be hearing in the evening from Mother Jagat Tarini, this offering of love from the Braj Gopis to Krishna is the purest love that we've ever heard about in any Vedic literature, in any pastimes in Braj. So Krishna was certainly very pleased by that. So he asked Radharani, not just any of the gopis, but Radharani in particular, what do you want? And Srimati Radharani, she replied to Krishna, yadi rase, yadi means if, yadi rase, yadi, if you're pleased with my love, yadi rase, prasanosi mama prema jagat pate, tadaham pratanam tvam tu karomi manasi stitam. That there's some desire that I have before you. So you please, if you could make a place here in Braj that's especially made, just like we have the Govardhan Retreat Center, the building. It's not just a guest house. It's not meant to be a restaurant, but that place is especially made, is designed from its origin to be a place for retreats. So Giriraj has a certain function. And Srimati Radharani, she requested, I'd like a place that's especially meant to perform Ras Leela. And Krishna, he said, Tatastu, so be it. And then Garga Sanhita says, Tadayava Krishna Hridayad, Gopi Vyuhasya Pashyata, Nirgatam Sajalam Tejo, Anuragasyeva Chankuram. That in the form of an encore, a sprout, at that time, Krishna Hridayad, from the heart of Krishna, Gopi Vyuhasya Pashyata. There was a Vyuha. Vyuha means a military formation. There was a Gopi Vyuhasya. There was a Vyuha of gopis, like a military group of gopis there. Pashyata. They were the witness of this thing. From the heart of Krishna, Nirgatam Sajalam Tejo, came a fiery glow from his heart, which was the seed, it said, Anuraga Sheva Chankaram. It was Krishna's personified love. And love for who? Krishna's love for Srimati Radharani. And that love came from Giriraj, from Krishna's heart, and landed there on the ground. And Garga Sanhita says that Giriraj Govardhan manifested in this way. And it said that Giriraj Govardhan, he's 8 billion miles long, and he's 4 billion miles tall. And Garga Sanhita says he's eternally like that. We can't quite see it today, but he's very, very big. So it says in Garga Sanhita that Giriraj began to expand so much because Krishna has unlimited love for the gopis and Radharani that everyone in Braj started becoming very afraid because it looked like this big mountain is going to crush everyone. And Krishna went and he slapped Giriraj and said, hey, stop it. You're scaring everyone. Control yourself. So this is the story that we find in Garga Sanhita, that Giriraj came from the heart of Krishna, that he's a personified love for Radha. Many of you probably know this story. But we found some other interesting descriptions also, though. For example, in the Bhavishya Purana, there's an unusual story there, which in the Patisarga Parva, which is the fourth canto, the Bhavishya Purana, it says that Radha and Krishna performed austerities for 1,000 years. And we generally don't think of Radha and Krishna as doing austerities. And they did those austerities, according to Bhavishya Purana, for the purpose of creation, and particularly to create Braj. And then, according to Bhavishya Purana, a brilliant effulgence came from both of their bodies. And that brilliant effulgence entered Braj Mandala, and then it gives some description about the different energies of the Lord. And 21 energies emanated from their bodies, 10 energies, which are like Pancha Karmendriya, were produced from their 5 working senses, and those from that came, and 5 knowledge-acquiring senses. These energies, they turned into the 10 villages, Gokul, Barshana, Nandagaon, Bandiravan, Mathura, Braj, Jamuna, Manya, Shreyaska, and Gopika. And then these 10 energies of Panchabhautika turned into the 10 forests of Vrindavan, Gopavan, Bahulavan, Kunjavan, etc. And then from the minds of both Radha and Krishna was born Govardhan Hill. Manasa He said the Vishapurana uses the word manasa from their mind. Manasa prakriter jato girir govardhano mahan dibhyam brindavanam drisva paramanandam apisa. From the energy from both of their minds was born Govardhan Hill. And when Giriraj saw Brajmandala, it says that Giriraj himself, Dibhyam Brindavanam, when he saw this divine realm of Brindavan, Drisso, he saw Paramanandam Apisa. Giriraj became very, very happy and very, very ecstatic. So this is a very unusual description. Devotees might become a little confused by that. There are different Vedic literatures. Jiva Goswami speaks about this in Tattva Sandarbha, which is the first of his Sandarbhas, and he says that sometimes some literatures say different things. For example, if you read the Linga Purana, which I've had the misfortune to read some portions of, Linga Purana is sometimes quoted by our acharyas, certain portions of it. But in the Linga Purana, there's many things which seem really strange, such as it says that actually Vishnu doesn't exist. That's a pretty strange thing. It says that Lord Vishnu is just a dream of Lord Shiva. And that's what he is. Because Jiva Goswami explains that to give faith to a certain quality of person, certain type of person, different Vedic literatures speak in certain ways. So the Bhavishya Purana here seems to be speaking to persons who have some attachment for Sankhya, or understanding the universe in terms of the Panchabodhika and the Panchagyanendra, Tanmatra, like that. It's giving some description like that, but this description is given there. And if you study the subject matter of Giriraj Govardhan, different Gaudiya Vaishnavas sometimes quote this section of Bhavishya Purana. Similarly, there's also a story we came across in the Padma Purana about Giriraj, which describes that on one occasion there was one devotee whose name was Govardhan, and he was great devotee of Lord Vishnu, and he was praying to Lord Vishnu, please appear before me. And the Lord appeared before him and asked him, what benediction would you like? And he said, I'd like it if you'd step on me. He said, okay, very good. And then according to Padma Purana, Lord Vishnu made that devotee into a mountain, which became Govardhan Hill. That's another description. And then there's another literature called Maheshwar Tantra, which says that Narad Muni was once given the jeweled necklace of Parvati Devi, and he dropped that jeweled necklace on the ground, and according to Maheshwar Tantra, that jeweled necklace became Govardhan Hill. Interesting story. We found that description given in one Brijbasi book written by one of the Goswamis here, and we, with great pains, we found a Sanskrit copy of Maheshwar Tantra, and we went through the entire book. We didn't find the story there. But this is one story that some persons try to tell. So these are some of the different versions of Giriraj Govardhan and his identity. How can we reconcile all these different things if we consider that Giriraj is something like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu Tattva. He's Krishna himself. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddhi Sovanaya. But he's come to relish the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. But he's come, Bhakta Rup, in the mood of a devotee, to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani. So in the same way, we can understand from these different descriptions, very clearly from our Goswami literatures, from Priti Sandarbha, the verse that Jiva Goswami quotes from Skanda Purana, that Giriraj is directly Krishna. Girirajo Hare Rupam Sriman Govardhano Girihi. Giriraj is directly Krishna. He's Vishnu Tattva. But his speciality is, depending on which literature you might look at, you'll find a common thread between all these different descriptions, that Giriraj appeared from the heart of Krishna to please Radharani, or he appeared from the mind of Radha and Krishna. In any case, Giriraj came from Krishna, and there's some connection with Srimati Radharani. And Giriraj, he appeared to render service. And this is what all of our acharyas describe in his prayers to Govardhan Hill. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says this very, very strong. He says, Vina. Vina means without. Vina bhavet kim haridasavaryo padashrayam bhakti ratashrayami. Unless you take shelter of Giriraj as Haridas. Unless you do that. Vina bhavet kim haridasavaryo padashrayam bhakti ratashrayami yameva swaprema najesayo shri govardhaname dishatam abhishtam. Giriraj, you please, Govardhaname Dishatam Abhishtam, you satisfy my Abhishtam, my desire. And what is that desire? I want the Swaprema, the love that you have. Now, this is a very esoteric subject matter. And it's very interesting that our six Goswamis, who are all Manjaris, who are all servants of the Gopis and Srimati Radharani, they all have the same mood toward Giriraj Govardhan. They're praying to him, not as Krishna, but they're praying to him as a devotee. Because in his ontological position, from these descriptions we just read, Giriraj's purpose, his fundamental purpose of being created, is to serve the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, to bring them together as a place for the Rasa-lila. So Giriraj is Krishna, he's Vishnu Tattva. But his purpose is something like the purpose of the Manjaris. The Manjaris are younger gopis, and they have another kind of purpose other than the Astasakis, and that their purpose is to bring Radha and Krishna together. And this is also the purpose of Giriraj. Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha. Radharani wanted a place where she could meet with Krishna and perform pastimes. To satisfy that desire, Srimati Krishna manifested Giriraj from his heart. So this is an introduction now to this verse from Raghunath Das Goswami. And he says that Giriraj is Sakshinim Dana Kelar. I spoke a little bit about this verse in the closing talk last year and how intrinsic within Giriraj, within the prayers we find from our Goswamis, we find many, many different places where they, when they speak about Giriraj Govardhan, they speak about the Dana Keli Lila, or the tax pastimes. Not far from here, there's Dana Nivartan Kund. And then there's the Dana Keli Ghat. There's Shama Vedi. Shama means black, but Shama also refers to the Shringara Rus. And this is a manifestation of Giriraj, because Giriraj's purpose is to facilitate the Rasa-lila for Radha and Krishna, to bring them together. He's manifested for this purpose. And this Dana Keli Lila is a very intrinsic part of that Rasa-lila, just as Mother Jagat Tarini was mentioning last night, that when we speak about the Rasa-lila, it's not just the dance of Krishna and the gopis, but there's many things that lead up to it, such as the Vastraharna Lila. She was mentioning last night the stealing of the clothes of the young gopis. To give another example, in Pattachitra art, one gender of art in India, which is a traditional form of art in Orissa, they have different categories, one of which is called Mathura Vijay, which is Krishna leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura, and there's many different paintings in that particular category. And there's another category they call Rasa-lila. And that Rasa-lila category means any painting of Radha and Krishna, any painting of Krishna and the gopis. That's considered to be Rasa-lila. So Giriraj, again and again, our Goswamis, they mention throughout the literatures about this Dana Keli Lila, and Rupa Goswami has written Dana Keli Komudi, a whole book just about Dana Keli Lila. Raghunath Das Goswami has written a whole book, Dana Keli Chintamani, just about this Dana Keli Lila taking place here at Govardhan Hill. And there's so many, many different places. And if you study, I don't have time to go so deep into it today, but if you study the different pastimes and things our Goswamis have written about Manasi Ganga, about Haridev, about many different places at Govardhan Hill, Govindakund, you'll see that this Dana Keli Lila is also connected with Manasi Ganga and with Haridev and with Govinda Kund. So this Dana Keli Lila is permeating Govardhan in so many different ways. Now, I found it very significant and very interesting, this point, because Krishna has a particular nature. Krishna is known as Mahadhanendra. He's the great
relisher of this Don Leela. But Krishna has a little bit of a different mood than what the gopis have. The 10th canto of the Bhagavatam describes that the gopis, they tell Krishna that we don't want anything from you. We're a sukla dasika. We're your unpaid maidservants. We don't want anything from you. It's an interesting thing. Krishna reciprocates with the love of his devotees, but in this case, Krishna's Mahadhanendra, he wants something. He wants a tax. He's charging a tax on the gopis. But on the gopis' side, they say, we don't want anything. So how do we understand these two different points? Giriraj Govardhan, he facilitates this pastime of Dhanakeli Leela to satisfy Krishna, who's Rasika Shekhar. Krishna's very, very eager to relish and taste the love of the gopis. This is one of the purposes of Giriraj Govardhan, to facilitate Krishna's relishment of the gopis through this Dhanakeli Leela. And I find it very interesting if we consider that Krishna's also come in another form in Kali Yuga, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we consider the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we compare that to the mood of Krishna's Mahadhanendra, the king of the Dana, the tax collectors, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is also very similar. And he was also very, very eager to relish, to get something, to get this thing from the gopis. And Raghunath Das Goswami and our other Goswamis, but especially Raghunath Das, who was there in the Gambira, assisting Srup Damodar Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was privy to this. He witnessed Mahaprabhu's mood. And so after Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, Raghunath Das Goswami came here to Braj. And where did he come? He came to Govardhan Hill. He came from the Gambira, a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting the love of the gopis. And he came to another place which is the same mood. Govardhan Hill, who was created, one of his ontological positions, ontological functions, basic functions, is to help Krishna to relish this Don Leela with the gopis. Raghunath Das Goswami came to this place which has the same mood. So, as we like to speak, what relevance does this place have to us? This all sounds very, very esoteric and very, very over my head and doesn't have any relevance to me. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he assures us, no. There is something there. Rasika vada kulanam modam asphalayan me nijanikata nibhasam dehi gobardhanatvam. He said that Giriraj, he's the best of those personalities who bring immense joy to the devotees. But he particularly says those devotees who are rasika vada kulanam, who are rasika vada, who are the best of the rasiks. You may say, well, that's not me. But he uses the word kulanam. Kulanam means the kula who come in a line, in a disciplic succession. And then he says, nijanikata nibhasam dehi govardhanatvam. Please let me have residence near you. So this is our prayer. We want to come to Giriraj Govardhan, and we want to remember Srila Prabhupada. We want to remember our Gurujanas, who are rasika vada kulanam, who are the best of the Rasik devotees. I'm not the best of the Rasik devotees. But Nija Nikata, I want to stay very close to those Rasik devotees. Nija Nikata Nibhasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. And the word Govardhanatvam, most of the translators have given this word to mean that let me stay near you, Giriraj. But according to the Sandhi, if you break up the word into two words, Govardhanatvam, then it has another meaning. And that other meaning is that, O Giriraj, please let me have a mood similar to yours, a mood of service, and a particular mood of serving the devotees. Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha and all the Brijbasis. And Krishna has so much love for them. In great ecstasy, Krishna has manifested himself as a devotee, wanting to serve all the devotees. As Mother Jagat Tarini was mentioning a few years ago here, that Giriraj is a devotee, and because he's the best of the devotees, therefore Raghunath Das Goswami, he wants to associate with him, because we always want to associate with a very wonderful, special devotee. So Rasikavada Kulanam, that he gives great pleasure to those devotees. So another lesson we could derive from this is that we also should have this aspiration. We shouldn't just be dull and just mechanically performing devotional service. Srila Prabhupada chastised the devotees for that a number of times. He, in some of his nectar devotion lectures that I've been listening to recently in 1972 here in Vrindavan, some of the most wonderful lectures, Prabhupada said we have to be very, very intense. We have to hanker for Krishna consciousness. And in a wonderful lecture I'll finish with, during those nectar devotion lectures, 22nd of October 1972, Prabhupada said, the Shraddha has to be increased, our faith. Then when you come to the point of Ruchi, Vasudev Katha Ruchi, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of our perfection. When we come to the point of Ruchi. He says, at the present moment, there's no Ruchi, no taste. You have no Ruchi, no taste. Vasudev Katha Ruchi, there are so many exalted persons, but they have no Ruchi, they have no taste. They've lost all taste, Vasudev Katha Ruchi. There are two faults. Either people could not preach properly, Prabhupada speaking in front of all of his senior preachers. Either the devotees couldn't preach properly so they could create taste in the people in general. And he said, it's not the fault of the people in general. It's the fault of the so-called preachers. Because they could not create taste. And because they couldn't create taste, Prabhupada said a very startling thing. What was their mood? Their mood wasn't relishing. He said they could not create taste. They wanted to take the place of Krishna. If you want to take the place of Krishna, if you want to be an important devotee, I'm the one who gives lectures at Govardhan Retreat. You should give respect to me. If we want to sell our devotional service for some cheap pratista, then that means we want to be like Krishna. That's Krishna's position. And that means we're not going to be able to relish. We won't have any taste. Prabhupada said, because they couldn't create taste, they wanted to take the place of Krishna. That was their purpose. Imitation Krishna, imitation God, that will not do. You have to create taste, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. So Raghunath Das Goswami in this verse is teaching us, this is one of the fundamental gifts of Giriraj, is that he gives ruchi, he gives taste, he gives great ecstasy to the devotees. We may not consider ourselves to be such great devotees who are qualified for that, but Nija Nikata Nibasam, we want to stay close to our Gurujanas, stay close to Srila Prabhupada. We may be on a very low platform of bhakti. That's okay, but be nishta. Things begin with nishta, being fixed. And nishta means be fixed with your Gurudev. Don't run here and there. Oh, I heard somebody else is giving class at Radhakonan, Radharasa Sudha Nidhi. It's very, very nice. But at ISKCON, they're giving class on Bhagavad Gita. And they're talking about stress management. I don't want to hear stress management. I want to hear Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. And you may go there and you may collect some information. Nice information. But you won't actually realize anything. You won't get this taste. Because this taste comes when we begin by being nishta to our Gurudev. And we learn this from Giriraj and from Raghunath Das Goswami. I want to stay near Giriraj. Because all the devotees are coming here. I want to stay near my Gurudev. And by doing that and by serving him like Giriraj serves all the devotees, then I'll get so, so much pleasure. Shushu sho sadadana sha vasudeva katha ruchi. We get this katha ruchi, shan maha sevya vipra punya tirthana sevana. By doing service to Gurudev, by doing service to the Vaishnavas, we get this taste. So we've gone a little over time. I'm sorry. I'll try not to do that again. So if anybody has any questions or comments, you can see me tomorrow. This is a very three topics in one I wanted to try to cover today. We managed to do it. So I'll try to give a little more time for questions and discussion starting tomorrow. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Giriraj Maharaja ki, Gopremanande, Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyaiva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo.